The Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCOPE, was designed by Governor Cuomo and state lawmakers 4 years ago. It replaced a former ethics commission that was also troubled. JCOPE has been criticized for operating in almost total secrecy and for a weak voting structure that enables commissioners to stymie an ethics investigation that the politicians who appointed them might not like. The commission members have said they have to operate mostly in private because they're conducting corruption-related probes and targets are considered innocent until proven guilty. The review panel has already begun reaching out to reform groups for input. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says he had a preliminary meeting with the panel.
They're just beginning that process. We've urged them to continue to work on it.
Nyperg backs a number of changes, including making the Ethics Commission subject to freedom of information and open meeting laws. The League of Women Voters' Barbara Bartoletti also met with the reform panel. She says the first goal is to find ways to restore public trust in JCOPE in an atmosphere of public corruption by elected officials. The two top legislative leaders have been arrested on federal corruption charges this year, and two other top lawmakers were recently convicted of fraud and lying to FBI agents.
You don't want to condemn someone that the evidence isn't there for, so they have to balance that. But certainly, in this day and age with what goes on here in New York State, the more trust the public can get from all, not only from their own legislators or from the executive, but from the watchdogs, they need to feel that these people are doing their job. And I don't think they have felt that.
Bartoletti says the structure of JCOPE with 14 commissioners is also unwieldy. The Ethics Commission has lost two executive directors in less than 4 years. Both had formerly worked for Governor Cuomo. One returned to the administration, the other is working in the private sector. Commissioners appointed by legislative leaders have complained of excessive control by the governor. At a rare public airing of their differences, some commissioners at the August meeting of JCOPE said they don't want another associate of Cuomo's to be the next executive director. Commissioner Marvin Jacobs was appointed by former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. Silver had to resign as speaker after his arrest in late January.
I hope the process will be reformed this time around, and we will truly do a search and find a person who is truly independent.
Commissioner Mary Lou Rath, who was appointed by former Senate leader Dean Skelos, who also had to resign his leadership post after corruption charges, agrees with Commissioner Jacobs.
I think we need a different approach.
Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters says the reform panel looking into JCOPE is made up of irreproachable appointees, including its chair, former Albany Law School dean and now dean of the Touro Law School, Patricia Salkin. It also includes a former Republican state senator, Dale Volker, and a former longtime aide to Governor Mario Cuomo, among others. Bartoletti says with Governor Cuomo and the legislature reluctant to call a special session to address ethical problems, the panel could provide a needed impetus for change.
This review commission is our single best hope for turning things around.
The review panel is due to issue a report by November 1st. The governor and legislature would still have to approve any proposed changes to the Ethics Commission. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.